Okay, so I promised myself I'm not going to be neurotic at all and talk about how podcasting makes me nervous. First thing I'm going to talk about is that video that I put up. The last video that I put up was of probably the worst musical performance that I've ever seen in my entire life. And that says a lot. I mean, you know, in my life, I've heard a lot of music, but that was absolutely the worst. So it was, I was at Shinjuku Station on a Friday night, and there are a lot of musical, a lot of street performers outside of Shinjuku Station on Friday night, and they were all lined up. There's about four different performers lined up against a wall where there's construction going on, and they were taking turns performing. And the first group, when I arrived there, the first group was performing, and it was a young woman playing a snare drum with a top hat and a little bass. She was standing up playing the snare drum, and she was accompanied by a male vocalist playing on electric guitar, and they were really, really good. And just as I got there, they were finishing their last song, so I didn't get to record them. I really wanted to, and I also wanted to buy one of their CDs, but their CDs were 1,000 yen, and I don't have any money this month because I'm getting granular here. I bought a Wii on my credit card, and I also had to pay for my last final Japanese lessons. And I always let bills pile up before I pay them. So I had $300 worth of Japanese lessons to pay for, plus the $300 or $400 for the Wii. And that pretty much ate up all my allowance for this month. So I couldn't afford 1,000 yen for the CD for these musicians that were playing on the street. And I like buying CDs from street musicians because the money's going right to them and not going to the record companies. So the next guy to perform in line gets up and he turns on his tape recorder and he starts singing. And Just if you haven't watched the video, watch the video, because it is just incredibly atrociously bad. And I decided to videotape him because, well, I thought I'd make fun of him by videotaping him. And then I got to thinking, this is something I ask myself about a lot of people, is what can I learn from this person? So you look at it another way. Like, you know, if there's someone who bothers you or someone who pisses you off, you can always ask, well, what can I learn from that person? That shaking sound you hear, that's a lottery thing. They turn a wheel and a little ball comes out, and if you get the right color ball, you win a prize. And you get a chance at this lottery by buying stuff in the mall. Anyway, so I was thinking about what can I learn from this guy who sang the most atrocious song in the world in front of a crowd. And, it's raining outside. Is it raining enough to use an umbrella? No. And I thought about it. I was thinking, you know, he's got a good attitude on life. Here's a guy who sings off-key in 4-octave range. And it wasn't just the song that was bad. It was the lyrics were horrible. It was like, I want to rape you. I want to rape you till you're black and blue. And then the rest of the lyrics were so vile that I can't translate them. And he's singing this absolutely horrible song in front of a crowd. And he's got to know that there are people who are just thinking, oh my God, this is the worst song I've ever heard. But you know what? He didn't care. I mean, can you imagine what your life would be like if you could just be who you are and not care what other people think? And you know what? That is like the opposite of me. I guess I gotta admit it. I care too much about what people think. You know, there's that voice inside my head that it's that voice that only I guess everybody has it. That voice that only you can hear, right? That tells you, ooh, don't do this. This is dangerous. Or, oh, you have to do this because of whatever, right? And it's the voice in your head that gives you advice, but it is such shitty advice that if anybody heard it, or that if anybody else other than that voice in your head gave you that advice, you would tell them to fuck off, right? And I'm saying this as I light up a cigarette. Lighter's not working. Like the cigarette thing, you know, you're having a bad day, you're kind of pissed off at yourself because you did something wrong, and the voice in your head says, hey, you want a solution? Yeah, go buy a pack of cigarettes. I mean, what if somebody else told you to do that? This voice in your head, it's kind of like your farts. You know, your own farts smell pretty good, but to anybody else, they stink. And that's what that voice in your head is like. So I've been really, really thinking about this guy who could stand up and sing the world's worst song in front of a crowd and be so happy about it. He's like my new hero. So check out the blog, because I know that there's like 500 to 1,000 to 4,000 people who listen to my podcast for I don't know what reason. But if you don't read the blog, check it out, herroflomjapan.com, herroflomjapan.com, and I have this performer's profile. His name is Maria. He's a bit androgynous, more on the feminine side. But I found his website. Between his songs, he handed out pamphlets for his upcoming live performance on December 9th, which is unfortunately is a Sunday, so I can't go. But this guy just absolutely fascinates me. And I would love to be more like him. So anyway, that's why I put up that video. Because, it's the worst song in the world. So the next time you hear a Celine Dion song and you go, well, that's not that bad compared to that guy in Japan. It just changes. It changes your whole perspective of what a good song and a bad song is. It widens the range between good and bad. I mean, it's so bad. It's so down on the bad scale that it puts Celine Dion in the same standard deviation as the Rolling Stones. So that's that. So just in tribute to him, I'm going to put up this podcast no matter how bad it is. So anyway, last night, changing the subject completely, last night I fell asleep on the train and I woke up, or I was awakened at the last stop on the line. The train conductor comes through and he wakes people up and he said, Richard, it's time to wake up and accept your destiny that you're going to have a really shitty night tonight. So I woke up about 40 kilometers away from, 40 kilometers too far north, and I don't have any money because payday's coming a little late this month. So I didn't have enough money for a taxi. So I left the station, went outside, and looked for a place where I could just lay down and sleep on the ground. And there's kind of a trick to finding the right place to sleep. You don't want to sleep somewhere where somebody's going to walk by and see you because they might think you're dead or wake you up or something. So you got to find somewhere secluded. So I found the place where the power generator is outside the station, and I just lied down there and went to sleep. And I woke up about an hour later at 1 o'clock in the morning because it was freezing cold and I couldn't sleep. So I woke up and I was hoping maybe I could find some sort of abandoned building or something like that, or just some place where I can get warm. But instead, I found the pile of bicycles that when people park their bicycles illegally, the station throws them in a pile. So I found that pile of bicycles, and I found one that was unlocked. And I raised the seat as far as it could go. And raising the seat as far as you can go on a Japanese bicycle goes up to about halfway up my thigh, because I'm 6'4", and most Japanese aren't. So I got on this bicycle, and not only are Japanese bicycles small, but the thing that the pedals are attached to, the arms, they're really short. You have to rotate your feet around like in a little tiny circle to pedal the bicycle. And I pedaled this bicycle home. It took 3 hours, and I got home at 4 o'clock in the morning, made a pot of coffee, and left it there for the morning, and woke up late. So it's now, I'm supposed to be at work at 10, it's now 12:30, but you know, I'm late, and my salary is late this month, so I think my boss and I can call it even. And there's one more thing I want to talk about, but I don't have time now, so I'm at work, so I'm just going to upload this. And from now on, I'm going to put out podcasts, and I'm not going to care about how bad they are or if anybody's going to criticize them or anything, because Maria, the most horrible singer in the world, is my new hero. Okay, see ya.